ministry moves to prop up Haiti's schools with 5-gallon buckets. Armed rebels can't stop the hope of the gospel in the Congo, and new technology allows easier access to Christ's message. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Makeshift schools are popping up all over the ruins of Port-au-Prince. Worldwide Christian School Steve Goering says they're partnering with CRESH, a network of Christian groups with 231 schools in Haiti.
Over 200 schools were either damaged or destroyed in this earthquake, which then resulted in about 60,000 children that are not able to go to school, and then, of course, 1,500, 2,000 teachers that are not able to teach.
Getting schools up and running is critical for recovery.
The Christian schools can answer the questions best for those children. So I think this is not only necessary to get children back into schools for a normal lifestyle for them, it is the best method for the children to even be able to cope.
The 5-gallon challenge is simple. Find a bucket, fill it with donations, give that donation through WWCS as part of the massive rebuilding project.
This will be a year-long campaign, which would then result in eventually us sending our volunteer work teams to Haiti. And we plan to be rebuilding in Haiti.
More details on the 5-gallon challenge are available at our website. Next, rescuers were the heroes in the aftermath of the Haiti earthquake, everyday people on the streets. Just as these everyday people rescued victims, Ron Hutchcraft says,
every single person who has Christ in their heart has been positioned by God to be a rescuer for people who are spiritually dying.
Hutchcraft says people who have influence, radio announcers, athletes, business leaders, and others, need to use their influence to share Christ.
Our team is committed to helping those who are influencers become rescuers, to use their platform to help lots of people know how to get to heaven.
Hutchcraft says his ministry can help you do this.
We have a 13-week DVD curriculum that I kind of lead, and there's a guidebook that you work through, and in a community of believers in a small group, become the personal representative of Jesus to people in a way that will break through. And it's called A Life That Matters.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Security is being tightened up for refugee camps in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Rebels have been practicing guerrilla-styled warfare, terrorizing residents. Grace Ministries International wasn't exempt. A rebel attack near Kama shut down outreach in December. However, Vinton says,
they have disappeared back into the forest, and people are going on. And the teams are out now again into the schools, and hundreds of young people making professions of faith in Christ.
The church is irrepressible. Teams are laying the groundwork for church plants.
They're training people in the churches how to go and visit with them into the villages and talk to people about the gospel, and preparing these men and women in our churches to do evangelism.
GMI missionaries wrote a discipleship curriculum.
We printed 3,000 copies of that, and now those are going to be distributed amongst those who have professed faith in Christ, and big job now is to get mentors and to get teachers who will work and follow up with them.
Meanwhile, have you thought about taking a short-term mission trip this year? Consider partnering with the Jesus Film Project as they plan 3 trips to West Africa. You can travel to Guinea-Bissau, Guinea, or Senegal for 2 weeks to show the Jesus film, hand out personal copies of the film, and teach English and computer skills. On previous trips, several teams were granted access to remote villages that local pastors hadn't been allowed to witness to. Trips begin in May. Visit our website for more information. And finally, Russians aren't using shortwave radios anymore, which isn't what HCJB Global wants to hear. Or is it? As technology advances in leaps and bounds, they've found another way to reach Russia with the good news. HCJB is using the web to make MP3 files, live radio streams, and Christian materials readily available that would otherwise be prohibited due to government radio restrictions. Plus, their site is a place for Russian Christians to connect and encourage one another in their faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available a copy of Sammy Tippett's revised book, The Prayer Factor, to help you learn the great truths about prayer. To get your copy, which includes a study book, call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.